Jesus departed from there and came to his native place, accompanied by his disciples. When the Sabbath came, he began to teach in the synagogue, and many who heard him were astonished. They said, "Where did this man get all this? What kind of wisdom has he been given? What mighty deeds are wrought by his hands? Is he not the carpenter, the son of Mary, and the brother of James and Joseph and Judas and Simon? And are not his sisters here with us?" And they took offense at him. Jesus said to them, "A prophet is not without honor, except in his native place, and among his own kin, and in his own house. For he was not able to perform a mighty deed there, apart from curing a few sick people by laying hands on them. He was amazed at their lack of faith." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord. Morning, everyone. Let's begin with our prayer for vocations. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Let us ask God to give worthy priests, brothers, and sisters to his holy church. O God, we earnestly beseech thee to bless this diocese with many priests, brothers, and sisters who will love thee with their whole strength and gladly spend their entire lives to serve thy church and to make thee known and loved. Bless our families, bless our children. Choose from our homes those who are needed for thy work. Mary, Queen of the Clergy, pray for us. Pray for our religious. Obtain for us many more. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Please be seated. Once again, good morning, everyone. Well, today we see readings that talk about being prophetic. That's actually one of the gifts that we were given, gift of the Holy Spirit, a power, a literal power given to us in baptism. When we received that chrism oil, we were empowered to be priest, prophet, and king, mighty prayers, people who speak from the Word of God, from the power of the Holy Spirit within them, and people whose lives are compelling to other people. Priest, prophet, and king are the powers given to us. But not everyone is ready to receive, or sometimes we're not ready to give. Certainly, when we're not in a state of grace, we're not empowered any longer until we get back into that state of grace. I carried with me, I think I still got it, when I put it in my pocket over here after last Mass. Give me a second. Of course, the famous combat rosary, right? When I conceived of this, I wanted to put the most powerful sacramentals on it, so the pardon crucifix, the only crucifix that was given indulgences by a pope, the miraculous medal that has countless miracles associated to it, and the very powerful Benedict medal. The Benedict medal has on the outside, if you've noticed, letters. Each letter signifies a word in Latin, but the English translates to this: "Be gone, Satan. Never tempt me with your vanities. What you offer me is evil. Drink the poison yourself." That last one. "Ipse venena bibas." Drink the poison yourself. You see, that's true. We can become poisoned, okay, by our sins. We can, by our venial sins, become sin sick. Enough poison to make us less energized in the power of the Holy Spirit, less compelling, certainly easier for more sins to enter in. That's why we want to go to confession frequently. And we can drink so much of the devil's poison that we can be killed spiritually. Okay, all grace comes off us. Boom, done. We're dead spiritually inside. Mortal sin. Dead inside. So much poison, or so great a poison, has entered. So we can be empowered by our baptism, yes, but God wants that power to come from the Holy Spirit, and it needs a place that is free from the poison of Satan. And so we go and become washed clean. We are freed from the toxins, huh? of our sins, small and large alike, when we go to confession frequently. I always tell people, I say, don't have an argument with your spouse or another person if you're not in a state of grace. Because what can come out of you, okay, is, and here's a term I've come across in listening to political discussions, and maybe you've recognized it too, and those who are in the legal field will recognize this, Joe, fruit of the poisonous tree, right? Yep. And here, I went to Wikipedia because it's pretty new to me. I don't recall hearing that before. You've lived with this term, I know, and those in the legal field. It says this, a legal metaphor, fruit of the poisonous tree means a legal metaphor in the United States used to describe evidence that is obtained illegally. The logic of the terminology is that the source, the tree, of the evidence or evidence itself is tainted. Then anything gained, the fruit, from it is tainted as well. The fruit of the poisonous tree. Now let's apply that to the spiritual life. Drink the poison yourself, Satan. The poison tree can be us when we drink the devil's poison, right? Then what comes from us, if we're not careful, is bad fruit from that poison tree, which is us now, outside of that state of grace, or even weakened by many venial sins, by many drops of poison that has made us sin sick. Do you see? That's why don't have that argument with your spouse if you're not in a straight state of grace. It's bad things are going to happen. Because the bad fruit from the poisonous tree is going to be at work. Do you see? St. Paul would talk about this in Galatians. He says this in Galatians 5. He says, hey, you are running a good race. Who cut in on you to keep you from obeying the truth? Who cut in on you? You were running a good race. You were in a state of grace. You found obeying the truth easy. Okay, of course I do that. Who cut in? Who slipped you a Mickey? Who gave you some poison that caused you to stop obeying the truth? You see, that's what happens to us. When sin gets in, we're the poisonous tree. And so the bad fruit comes forth. St. Paul would go on in Galatians 5. He says, so I say to you, walk by the Spirit. Just stop there. I think we all know that tomorrow a new Supreme Court justice is going to be named. I mean, the theatrics of it is incredible. They actually picked a time, 9 p.m. We're all praying, okay? But the culture is going bananas. They're having a fit. They're having a temper tantrum right now. Because one or more of the candidates might be Catholic. No, it's worse than that. You're welcome to be a Catholic as long as you're a bad Catholic to qualify for the Supreme Court. In other words, don't believe in the supernatural. One of the judges is actually belongs to a prayer group. And you can see when you identify this prayer group that they strongly believe in the supernatural. They pray together. They ask for God to answer their prayers. They see literal miracles happen. It's a cult, they say. So fearful is the world, not by religion. You can have all the religion you want as long as it's that Plato kind of religion. You know, where it doesn't really mean anything other than it's a nice social gathering and you might do some nice things for other people. Go Have at it. But don't start believing in the supernatural. Then, Houston, we have a problem. Right? Because why? Because the world wants so much to be free. Free to what? And St. Paul would go on in Galatians 5 to name the acts of the flesh. He says they're obvious. Sexual immorality, impurity, and debauchery, idolatry and witchcraft, hatred, discord, jealousy, fits of rage, selfish ambition, dissensions, factions, and envy, drunkenness, orgies, and the like. We want to be free to do those things. And if you so dare walk by the Spirit, the creator of the universe, by the way, all right? If you walk by natural law, creator of the universe, if you walk by the Spirit, you're dangerous. Because then we can't have this party. We can't be caught in all these fits of rage and jealousy and discord and dissension and factions and envy. We can't have our cake and eat it too. If you not belong to a religion, but if you're serious about the religion, see, that's the problem. But what does God want for us? If you're walking by the Spirit, you're walking in truth, morals, values, virtues, principles, ethics. We have to live by these. If we're walking in the Spirit, see, we don't want to live by these. We want to be able to have corrupt governments. We want to have the end justify the means. Lie, cheat, and steal in order to get into power. See, we want those things. You, and any one of you who walk by him, you're the problem. You're the threat. Do you see? And so we saw in these stories today, prophets coming on the scene and people saying, get him out of here, get him out of here, get him out of here. Even Jesus' own family, his uncles. No, we want to be free to have our party. Who are you to tell us? And so it is with prophets throughout the ages. My brothers and sisters, you're called to be prophets. You're called to speak a prophetic word. You're called to speak and live truth. Boldly, uncompromisingly. But realize, even family. You know, with this president we have right now, Thanksgiving dinners are rough. Right? I mean, we're trying our best to live by moral ethics, values, virtues, principles. But the world thinks we got to have a party because that's what it means to be free. You know, go around and, well, we'll keep it G-rated for the children present here, but you know what I mean. You know, because it feels good. Because we're free to do that. And if a baby is conceived, let's get rid of that. Because we want to be free, and don't you tell us. See, that's the beginning of an end of a civilization. It's always begun with the decayed morals in a civilization. Always. Look at your history books. And it's happening with us. If we what? If we remain disconnected from the divine life of God. If we remain separated from the supernatural. And so what is the fruit of those who walk in the Spirit? St. Paul counts them as love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. When you receive the words of absolution, you are empowered to now bear good fruit. You are no longer the poisonous tree. Okay? You are the healthy and good tree. You see, we need to remain in that place. That's why I say, you know, don't let a month go by. Okay, please? If you have serious sin, go right away. You know, that's why I made a confessional in the front door of my rectory. That's why I put an app together so you can check. Call me. I get 3, 4, 5, 6 calls a day. Can I come over, Father, for confession? Yeah. Ring the intercom. I'll call you in. Kneel her at my office door. I don't even see who it is. You'd be amazed, too. I can't recognize most voices. Some I do. Some of you have very recognizable voices, by the way. But most times I can't. It's anonymous. Why? Because we need to build a culture of trees of good fruit so that love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control rules the day instead of the fruit of the poisonous tree. Get plenty of those. I've noticed this over my 30 years of priesthood, and I've observed it. You know, when Bishop Marlito gets attacked, or other priests are really trying hard to be true to the truth. We have terms for that in conservative, traditional, orthodox. All they're trying to do is to be true to God, true to the truth. They get attacked for that. Oh, no, no, no. You better not be a serious bishop or priest, or we're going to get you. We're going to get you. Okay? Why? Because you're a threat to our party. And because they're bearing fruit of the poisonous tree. You see, here, we're about to enter into, and this is by way of an announcement too, all of you who have ever signed up for Novena for Our Nation are already signed up. If you're not, sign up. Email me to find out. It's on my Roman Catholic Man blog. We're starting a 4-week. I'm joining up with Sam Guzman of Catholic Gentlemen. What's his name? Doug Berry. I had Berry as the first name in my brain. I couldn't get up. Doug Berry of Battle Ready and our own Major Jeff Heller and I are teaming up for what we're calling Peace Through Strength. I talked a little bit about it last time. But why am I going there now? Okay? Because one of the first things we're going to look at is what's the basics, okay? What's foundational in order for us to be connected to God? Because we want to be the good tree that bears the good fruit. There's a lot of extra stuff we can do, and you know, when we get our heart pounded for God, we're going to want to do those. But first of all, we got to do the essential stuff. Okay, and that's not breaking the mortal sin of missing Holy Days of Obligation, Sunday observing, but it's going to confession frequently. It's being using the umbilical cord to our Blessed Mother, the greatest gift ever given. Here's your umbilical cord, by the way. Okay? Praying the rosary daily. But here's the big one that a lot of people miss. You have to believe everything that's been revealed to us by God. It's called divine revelation. It comprises of sacred scripture and sacred tradition. If you don't believe in part of it, you're not in. You're a betrayer of God. You're saying, even though you've revealed this truth to me, God, and I'm winning, aren't I, with this little one? Am I winning? I think I'm winning. I'm up here. If you betray some of it, okay? You're saying, no, God, my truth is greater than your truth. That's the original sin. I'm making myself my own God instead of letting you be my God. And so where I went with this is because We have people who stand against the Bishop Marlinos of the world. They're easy to identify. There's a thread that runs through all of them. They don't believe some or a great deal of what the Catholic Church teaches. And they probably don't follow a lot of the sacraments as well, but even if they did, if you believe abortion is okay, you're out. You're a poisonous tree. Bad fruit's gonna come from you because you're a betrayer of God. You're not a child of God. I'm sorry. Them's the simple truth, okay? And so the bad fruit that often comes out is what he talked about. Jealousy, fits of rage, hatred, dissensions, factions. Those who are making discord in communities, dioceses, parishes. They're the betrayers of God. They're the poisonous tree. It's easy for bad fruit to come forth from them. We have to be supernaturalized. We have to be strong in the Lord and in His mighty power. Peace through strength. The stronger we are, the more evil feels it does, it doesn't have a home in our community, in our hearts, in our homes. The stronger we are, the more peace we have. Okay? So that's what this is all about. It starts a week from Monday. It starts on the feast of July 16th, which is the feast of Our Lady of Mount Carmel. So in essence, this journey we're about to take goes from the feast of Mount Carmel to the feast of Our Lady of Rosary. St. Dominic said, one day Our Lady, by the rosary and the scapular, will save the world. Well, maybe this is the day. Please, 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 join forces with this. Ask yourself, if you're not, why? Really? I mean, tens of thousands, potentially millions, with the world now involved, is joining forces together. But not today, thank you very much. Ask yourself why. Is there some poison there? Something that's rejecting? Something very good? Ask yourself why. But brothers and sisters, if not you and me, then who? Let's be strong. Let's be the good fruit, or the good tree that produces good fruit. Satan, you could drink your own poison. In the name of the Father, the Son,